What's up, y'all? How
Podcast.
you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. It is Wednesday.
It's
Wednesday, December
29th.
What a day. The last Wednesday of December. Are y'all ready for this new 2022, baby? Like, Queen, we can have a good year.
If you ain't ready, you might as well get ready because it's popping.
Look, it's been excellent.
Yes, we did. We really did.
I can't complain about 2021. Because, baby, look here. 2021 then got me prepared for 2022. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm already ready. I'm already ready because it was 2021 don't owe me that.
2021 was a good year. As far as progression goes, 2021 is the paint. But I definitely think 2021 bought a lot of losses. It bought a lot of pain. And it bought a lot of reasons to want to keep pushing. I definitely say that because we've seen a lot of people go through a lot of different things in 2021. But
it was a lot.
But for the most part, progression-wise, people did their thing. We saw a lot of great things happening in 2021. We saw a lot of bombastic businesses. Some podcasts jumped off the ground and took off running. Even Freedom Train grew in a very, very big spectrum. Our Brothers in Arms and Freedom Train are like, setting trends and stuff. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get on Freedom Train and check out some of these podcasts because y'all will not be disappointed. You will not be. You will not.
At all.
Like, you will not be disappointed.
Great year. I'm ready, though. I'm ready for this new year. I'm just like, dang, my birthday will even be here. Like, didn't I just have a birthday?
It came around pretty fast, though, Queen.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we already back to January. We're like, what happened?
It came around pretty fast. Everything came around pretty fast, though. Like Christmas even got here pretty fast this year. I was like, dang, we already in December. So, you know, when December came to you, it was over. When November came to you, it was over. But December definitely made it real.
Yeah, but you know, this life, y'all. I hope y'all having a good day. We're going to get into this. Queen going to let y'all know what we got going on.
Yes. Well, today, y'all, we are going to be talking. Well, before I tell y'all what we're going to be talking about, who is this, Joe? What he got? Little Lord Jesus. Joe say, Merry Christmas and Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
Joseph. But y'all, our show today is called Your Crown, and we're focusing on the strength of hair in the Black woman, and mostly the Black woman. I know Black men think, you know, they utilize their hair as their crown as well. I know plenty, which is why their hair is so long. Their hair is so like lustrous. You have a lot of Black men. You got a lot of Black men that have like dreadlocks and they're very healthy and they're very beautiful. And so with all of the dynamics of hair, we're going to talk about the crown today. We're going to focus on that. And we got some stuff to talk about with that because a lot of our Black women don't want to hear about the perm effect and the things that that causes us in the long run because we're trying to have long, straight, whatever type of bone thin hair. But a lot of that is draining and killing a lot of our brain cells and is messing up the things and causing cancer in your breasts. And these are just studies that have been going on through NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, and a lot of other Black doctors that have been going into that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to give y'all some information on that, but not to put fear in you, but to understand, give you more understanding why we're natural, why we walk around with natural products. And I know that
it's vegan, but I'm natural.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think a lot of people fear the naturals because they think, oh, I go natural, I can't wear weed. Child, please.
Girl, look. People wear the weed. Look, it's a lot of people natural, and that's all they wear.
But what it's just about taking care of your hair. So we're going to get into that. But the first quote of the day is, invest in your hair. It's the crown you never take off. That's our first quote of the day. I don't even think I put that one up today because I was so enthralled with this.
I like that.
Yes. It's invest. I'm going to put it up in a minute. But invest in your hair. It's the crown you never take off. And that's unknown. What Joe talk about? Joe say LOL to all my country folk. So I guess I knew it. I knew that
Merry Christmas, baby.
And Merry New Year.
Get off us country people, Joe. Get off us country people. Get up off us.
Well, you know, we
you know we can't have our dialect.
Thank you, Joe. You know, we gotta represent for the for the black women on these in these podcast streets. So anytime we go, we're gonna do our thing a little bit. Thank you, Martha. So first quote again, Queen. Tell me a little bit about what you think about this quote.
I like that quote because your crown you can't take off. It's attached to you. It ain't going nowhere. It was with you from the day you was born and conceived in the womb. It's just you. It's who you are, man. And you got to love and enjoy what you got, what you was born with. And you just got to live and make it unique in your own way. Because, baby, one thing I love about us black women, we can change our crown to whatever we want. We can wear the braids. We can wear the wigs. All of that, but that natural crown, baby, that's life. I love to see women with they froze and they all of they different type of hairdos that they do with just their natural texture, their natural crown. It's beautiful to see, and it's a full movement now. It is a full movement. It's probably more women now natural than it's been in a long time. And I love my natural.
I'm really loving to see it. I'm loving to see everything about the natural beauty in the hair and people enveloping what their hair means to them, taking care of it, using products that actually give their hair strength and volume and resilience. Hair is great. Like, I don't care how short you cut it, how long it is. Your hair will always be a positive trait on you because you know why. I know it's a positive thing for you because you ain't going well without it looking a certain type of way.
Oh no! Mm-mm.
So, like you, we are very very effervescent of what we look like when we step outside, and our hair is a pure representation of
us. Hair got to be on point.
It got to be on point. Whether it's covered in weave, whether it's covered in past whether
it's a wig,
whether it's in a wig, whether it got bundles, hair is hair for us. And baby, black women have always been the epitome of fashion design and hair, but lots of things have changed over time when it comes to hair. But the strength of hair is still a standalone subject. We look at our hair. We want our hair to be a certain type of way because we believe in the uniqueness of our being and what our hair brings to our being. So, like I said, if you don't care about your hair, I definitely can tell by how you came out.
But you got some women, they just don't know how to do their own hair.
Well, that's
you got some that just don't know how, they don't know how to do their own hair, so you might be catching them in a time where they ain't went to the hair salon.
That's true.
But most women that I know that don't know how to do their hair, baby, look, you ain't finna catch them without that appointment. Mm-hmm. If you see them, they on their way to the salon. If you see their head looking crazy, but you know, black hair, it's a $1 billion business. It is a $1 billion business, and us as Black people, Black women, we really not into that. I'm gonna put it like this. Now people are designing their own products for us. But the big, large companies, they design products for us, but those products are not really for. It's almost like I say, well, oh, now you just on the bandwagon now because you see Black women going natural and stuff. Yeah. Now we ain't getting the relaxers. And I'm going to correct you, Queen. It's not perm. It's relaxers. The perm is the actually Jerry curl.
Yeah,
the perm is the Jerry curl.
The perms are the curls. Perms are the ones that the white people get that curl their hair.
But it's a billion-dollar business. I can say in the last past, about 10 years, I have started seeing a lot of Black women develop their own products.
Yeah.
Specifically for our hair. Because the big companies, you know, you didn't did your study, but you really don't know our hair. You don't know what we have to go to manage this curl, this C4 core curl, this all the different curl patterns. Because we do have a lot of different curl prep patterns.
Yep.
I mean, straight, kinky, it's crazy.
So many different. They all, a lot of them match the different types of curl patterns that are on the weaves that are created.
Mm-hmm. So it's a billion-dollar business, from products to the wigs to the hair extensions to just women getting their hair done, period.
Yes.
So, like, you know, it's a beautiful industry. Like, it is a beautiful industry to see men and women create different styles. Like, if you never heard of the Bonner Brothers show, and especially if you're a stylist and you've never been to the Bonner Brothers show, it's something to see. Even if you're not a stylist, it's something to actually see, because you're in this civic center with nothing but Black entrepreneurs that have from having their own products. And it then got so big. Now it ain't even about the hair anymore. It's about the beauty industry, period. From skin to hair to just everything, products. But it's a huge show that go on every year, twice a year, by Bronner Brothers in Atlanta. During COVID, they moved it to Louisiana. But it's huge. But to see these people from different cities, I mean, doing the craziest hairstyles you will ever see in your life, with all the different color weaves, everything. It's amazing. It's just amazing to see.
Though I'm telling you, everything about the hair industry is beautiful because of the Black woman. Though you can't do a lot of these styles with other races' hair. This is something that you can only. But yeah, okay. Our quote of the day is: natural hair is an exquisite crown. It's a wonder and fascination to many. But the confident Black girl or Black woman who's rocking it, they know what they've been born and blessed with.
That's true. I get a lot of compliments when I have my natural hair. I get a lot of compliments with my weave and my wigs and my braids. But when my natural is just out in a natural ponytail or a natural fro, people like, man, yeah, like, I like your hair. All different races.
Yep.
They be like, oh, I like your hair. That's cute. You know, that's cute. And don't get it twisted, y'all. Yo, the men out here talking about they don't like no woman with a natural hair. That's a lie. That's a lot of men out here like women with
it. Because it's not, if they only broadcast 5 men that make those statements, and then they get that these other men that are in love with natural hair women are married, laid up with their women, or in relationships happily with women who walk around with their crowns, whether they cover them up every now and then, whether they wear them free. Man is just wants to have a woman who just laced up in wigs. They love to see natural hair. They find it beautiful. So again, the second quote of the day is, natural hair is an exquisite crown. It's a wonder and fascination to many. But to the confident Black girl or Black woman who's rocking it, they know what they've been born and blessed with. a hair full of unique, healthy beauty, natural beauty. Stephanie loves her. And baby, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, natural
beauty. We're going to jump into this show, y'all, because it's some things we want to talk about. And the first thing I want to say, to just bring some awareness from the National Institute of Health, these are some of these studies, like, and in order for them to have this information is because they've gathered it based on people who have been sick, people who have had lesions, sound nasty, I'm sorry, lesions from hair straighteners and things of that nature, and permanent hair dyes are even another thing that comes
to play. That's a big one too.
So the National Institute of Health did a news release on Wednesday, December 4th, 2019, stating that permanent hair dye and hair straighteners may increase breast cancer risk. Now, to the person who may use hair dye once a year, twice a year, you still have a risk. It may be a less risk, but you still have a risk. But out of the 46,000 people that they tested during that time, it's really sad, because when you look at this stuff and you see it, it's a reminder that, like, we really out here, we know information and we still proceed to utilize things that hurt us. And I'm looking at this particular statement here, and it says, an intriguing finding was the association between the use of chemical hair straighteners. Is this the one? Yeah. All right. Chemical hair straighteners and breast cancer. Dr. White and his colleagues found that women who use hair straighteners at least every 5 to 8 weeks were about 30% more likely to develop breast cancer. While the association between straightener use and breast cancer was similar in African-American and white women, straightener use was much more common among African-American women. So in their study, they see a higher breast cancer risk associated with hair dye use, and the effects is stronger in African-American women, particularly those who are frequent users. So what that says to me is we're willing to take knowing risks and injecting ourselves on a personal level with these chemicals, and they're causing lesions, they're burning out hair. And that was, and this is one of the reasons why I went natural as long ago as I did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because I felt like the perm was just burning my brain. Like, I said, I don't want no perm no more. I don't care about what my hair look like. I just don't care. It's healthier. I look, literally, Queen, I was in dire pain one day from a perm. And I was just like, no, I'm done with perms. This is it. And my hair was always long. It's still long now. It's long. But at this time with the perm, I think I had Erica. And my hair was hanging down on my shoulders.
Yeah, your shoulders. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting up there. I'm looking at this picture, and I was like, you know, yes, it's pretty. Yes, it's nice. But you can have that with blowouts. You can have that with regular just flat irons. You can
have
many, many, many things versus burning your scalp.
And Queen, a lot of people don't even realize that. I know at one point I was hearing a lot of people talking about the Dominicans get your hair straightened and everything. They don't realize that they're using a straightener on their hair when they condition. Yeah. A lot of them don't know that, though. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, the confliction is real. And the long-term effects are really taking a great toll on us, because here's another thing. Let's see.
But people, but the thing is, Queen, even when you tell people, they still like, oh, I'm still getting relaxed.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I've been seeing that a lot lately.
What?
Like, everybody ain't made for natural. It's not that you're not made for natural.
You just,
you have to train
the hair. Your hair can be trained. And
people, honestly, too, Queen, you don't have to come into being natural just trying to wear your hair out in a fro.
It's a lot of different ways. I know for me, when I went natural, I've been natural now maybe going on 10 years. I want to say that I've probably been natural. I might be right there going on 10. I think it was like 2011. What is after 10 years? About 2011, 2012 or something like that when I went natural. But I came from a short haircut.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started my natural. But my mom and my aunt have been natural for years, because all of them wear their hair short. Now, my mom and my her oldest sister, they wear their hair short and curly, which is, my grandmother does too. But they have a nice soft texture. Everybody don't have that nice soft
right. Texture. Everybody. That's why a lot of people always saying I can't walk around like that, because I got B2Bs and I got this and I got that.
And then my other two aunts, both, one have sister locks, one have dreads. But one of my aunts, she used to go through all type of hairstyles. My mom too, though, went through a lot of different hairstyles, but she was the one with the nice fine hair and stuff like that. But being natural has been, I will say this, I haven't had as many breakouts as far as acne breakouts. Because that, I was having breakouts in my face as well. And stuff.
From
but
the perm?
From relaxers and stuff. And even a person that's actually, even if you ain't got a relaxer, but you actually giving the relaxer, is can affect you as well. Yep. The one that's actually laying the relaxer, the stylist. So it's so much stuff, but to hear women be like, oh, I'm still going to get relaxed. Like, man, like I've been getting one this long. But still, if you know, you do better.
Well, they said when they asked women, to stop dying or straightening their hair, we are exposed to many things that could potentially contribute to breast cancer. And it is unlikely that any single factor explains a woman's risk. While it is too early to make a firm recommendation, avoiding these chemicals might be one more thing women can do to reduce the risk of breast cancer. So they're telling you that avoiding these chemicals.
But you're still going to use it anyway. Like, you don't know how many years you probably added to your life when you stopped. Like, it's something that you got to really think about, because this, my daughter never had a relaxer, and she like she ain't never getting one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I can recall seeing people putting a relaxer on their 4-year-old child head.
Mm-hmm.
Now that child probably an adult, but deal with alopecia or some type of skin disorder when
and
it comes
out. A lot of people get it from that. My kids had a perm once and they never got a perm again. And
so it's like
it's a lot. Look, and I knew they would never get it again, but the it's a lot that comes with even putting it. Something that smells so rotten
that can burn through a can.
It just that alone lets you know that that has to be something wrong. Like, it's not. So okay, we don't want to tear down the people who continue to get relaxers.
No,
the point of the show is not for that. The point of the show is for educational purposes, regardless of what you've known. And what you don't want to hear, reality is that you can get breast cancer from getting relaxers. And you say, like, how can something that goes on my head,
my breast?
Well, the reason being is that everything in our body is a connecting resource to the other. So your brain cells make your breast cells, every cell connects. So
and you're breathing it in as you're putting it on. You're breathing it in as well.
And that is destroying some type of things in your body, even in your nervous system. In your this is an internal thing.
Yeah.
So there are so many things that we have to do with natural hair. And I'm going to give y'all some things you must know about taking care of natural hair, because a lot of times people don't want to let their hair be natural because, oh, it's so much to do, it's so much to do, it's so much to do. Listen. Once you get into a routine of blow drying your hair, putting your products on, doing your hair mask, and just sitting, you take a day for this. There's never been a time when a woman does her hair and has wash hair day that is not a day she plans for this. You have to plan a day for this.
Because you can continue to go to the salon like you
continue to go to the salon. But if for the ones who like to do their hair, wash their hair at home, because there's a lot of people who don't like to
That's true.
Salons. It's a lot of salons who don't even want to wash and do yet no more. So,
well, that's all the line comes to you.
Whole other subject. But for the people who do, you know, just come up with your routine. And some of these things, some of these tips can help with that. But it's important to take care of your hair. Your hair is your crown. And as I was saying, being natural is for all Black women. However, it comes with taking good care of your given crown. Frequency to any chemical can become harmful over time. Let's talk about our crowns in a more perceived manner versus negative. Because a lot of times you're looking at this in a negative manner, and it controls how you actually take care of your brain. Your hair is connected to your brain. So what you feed your scalp, you feed your brain. That stuff seeping inside.
And that could be why some women have migraines like they do.
I used to think that's what one of my reasons for back in the day having them, but you know the doctors won't gonna tell me that. Okay.
Yeah.
So some of the things, one of the ways to, you know, to take good care of your hair is keep your hands out of your hair. They say first and foremost,
this how they be
all day.
It look all right, girl. It look all right, man. Look at leave that hair long. It's fine. You left home, it was fine. When you got to work and got out the car, it was fine. But you keep
First and foremost, keep your hands out of your hair as much as possible, because while it can be second nature to touch your curls and even a bit fun to play with, those ringlets, once in a while leaving them alone, can also offset damaging effects to the end of your hair. Limit hair touching for styling and wash day only as much as possible. So, like, pulling in your hair like can break your hair. You know what I'm saying? Doing all this and, you know, you pull it apart, hair that's supposed to be together. So certain things do matter. And that's why you do hear a lot of people saying, it's just so much with natural hair. It's so much perm now. You got to wrap your hair every night. You got to do this. You got to flat iron. You got to put rods on. Listen, baby, you're doing the same thing with your natural hair. If you get a blowout and you do all that, it's the same thing. I'm telling you, but taking care of it is the key. So these tips can help save your natural hair. Don't skip deep conditioning. It's a must.
That's very important. You must have a deep condition. That's what's going to lock the moisture and everything back into the hair. And I tell people, use a clarifying shampoo. You use that first, then use your regular shampoo that bring the moisture back. Mm-hmm. Use your conditioner. and do your deep conditioning. If that's just, you ain't got to, if you at home, you ain't got to have no dryer, man. Put a bag on your head, sit in it for 15 minutes. That's a deep condition.
That's a good deep condition.
That's a good deep condition.
It's a good deep condition.
And it's that easy.
I definitely deep condition my hair. My hair stays so moisturized. Like when I put my tea tree oil down my scalp, when I put my set it all braids in, and I put my tea tree oil going down my scalp. It's locked and sealed in there. And it feels good. My scalp feels great. Nothing feels like it, because you've already washed out all that stuff when you give it a good washing. So you have to put it in. You have to re-moisturize.
You have to re-moisturize the hair.
These days is really no excuse not to deep condition your hair. So,
and it's a lot of different natural stuff you can use. You can just use coconut oil that you can buy at the store and put on your hair and deep condition it that way.
Right. Right.
So it's a lot of different stuff that you can use, man. Look, y'all better Google some of this stuff.
Tell you. Nail your nighttime routine. I said in the beginning, before we even started talking about this, once you come up with a routine for your hair, you'll never feel discouraged about your natural hair again. Tell you. Some people, I've seen them go from perm hair and have very unhealthy, damaged hair with perm hair and have beautiful coils
natural hair
with their natural hair. I'm talking about coils. Just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
When you're nailing that routine, set a schedule. Follow that schedule. Be honest with yourself about your hair. If you're not following the schedule, be honest with yourself and get on the schedule. But the only way you're going to see progress with taking care of your beautiful hair, your crown, is by actually getting a routine. So along with building your natural care routine, develop a nighttime routine, as well as preserving your bath hairstyles and the overall healthy look of your hair and feel of your hair. So it kind of helps you project how you need to take your baths based on your hairstyles and different things as well with your nighttime routine. Moisturize it daily. And
I ain't good at moisturizing mine daily from wearing my wigs, but I try to oil it every other day. And you don't just oil, you got to massage the scalp.
Yes. But curly hair is typically and naturally oily. So if you got any type of coils in your hair, you're more than likely gonna have some pretty oily hair. So it's going to maintain moisture itself. For a lot of us, we don't have to moisturize our hair daily, but we need to moisturize our hair more than once a week. So you need to get up in there once a week. This is the part I have a problem with. The trimming the hair every 6 to 8 weeks. Baby, I do not follow instructions.
I don't trim mine every 6 to 8 weeks. I really don't. I may go twice a year. I may trim my hair. And one year I remember I ain't trim it at all. So you know, but even with me, I was gonna start back going to the salon and get my hair like treated and stuff, because I know I sometimes don't feel like doing it. But I know, like, nah, Candace, come on now. You need to go ahead, shampoo your hair. You know, because I wear my, like you said, your set it off flats. I wear them for about 2-3 months almost now.
I ain't about to embarrass myself and tell people how long I wear mine. You can say it.
I do. I do.
But I moisturize them.
I keep it moisturized, but I might even just run some shampoo through it just like this with the braids.
Yes, I've done that.
So, you know, like, but man, it's very important to keep your hair, keep your scalp clean. It's very important to keep your scalp clean. You got to, because that can cause, even keeping your scalp clean can help with acne breakouts as well.
Right. But again, the trimming, though, you do have to trim it. Because like even when you were getting perms, trimming your hair helps your hair grow more evenly and even tone. But let me say something about natural hair. The reason why a lot of us don't worry about trimming it regularly is because we want our hair to grow free.
But then you got to split ends, and you got
that's
to get.
That's the only thing.
If you got a one small, and you got to go up. Then you got to get all of this chopped off because you ain't really been taking care of it. And the split, when they say that's why they split ends, because they keep splitting.
They keep splitting. They keep splitting now. So they say trim it every 6 to 8 weeks if you can do it. But if you're a 2 month, 3 month trimmer, I mean, wait your 2-3 months, but definitely trim it. I made a commitment to make sure I trim my hair at least 4 times the next year in 2022. I'm gonna trim it every quarter. I mean, every 3 months. So I'm gonna do it just like that, and then to kind of get
see how much it grows,
and get into a better habit of making sure I'm trimming it more. Use heat wisely. Heat is not our friend. So
that's even hot water too. You don't supposed to shampoo your hair in hot water.
Yeah.
I do.
Like you have to, even with your blow drying your hair, don't blow dry it on the highest heat either. Like blow dry it on like a medium heat so you can kind of like comb through it and get it done. But don't over blow dry. Don't give your hair too much heat. Cause when you heat your hair, you're heating your scalp as well. So it causes damage in both areas. And alternate your hair care routine by seasons. So it's very important. That's an important factor because based on season, we're going to drop these tips on when we do the write-up. But you're alternating your seasons of hair, and Queen is a hairdresser, so she can definitely vouch for this. But when you're out of the sun a lot, your hair care products need to be very variant based on that type of atmosphere,
where you at, the climate that you live in. The climate, because everybody's climate is different.
Correct.
In Florida, baby, right here now, our climate right now is the spring climate. And we almost in January.
Yep.
But you got to keep your I lost what I was just finna say. Oh my God, it was something that you just said.
What about the climate?
It was something else you said before that. It'll come back to me.
But yes, definitely, y'all, making sure that the hair products resemble the type of atmosphere you're in, the type of climate you're in, because it's going to help not keep your hair dry, not drying it out so easily, because in the summertime, your hair does break a lot because of the brittleness of the sun. The sun will cook too much grease, too much oil, too much heat will cook your hair and it'll start breaking it. So that's why a lot of times in the summer, you'll have a lot of people using protective hairstyles.
Great.
Wigs and things of that nature. So within those protective, and for people who are wearing like sew-ins and they have leave-outs, you're putting in a lot of times more than none, you're using heat in areas on that one hair, and then you'll notice that area of your hair is breaking, but the other of your hair is all nice, full, and beautiful. You're gonna have to cover that up sometime. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when I went natural, that's what I was doing. I was doing the leave-out wigs. I was doing the U-part wigs. And I noticed my hair starting to get thin in that area where I kept that wig, where I had the U-part wig at. Mm-hmm. So I just started using closures. Because now then you protect everything.
Yep.
Everything is braided down. And ladies, let me tell y'all something. Go to whoever you want to go to when it comes to getting your hair done. But make sure your stylist is also taking care of your natural hair as well. It's a lot of women out here that don't have edges and all of that. Their natural hair is not being properly taken care of. You're not properly taking care of your hair because you're wearing the wigs. Still, take care of your natural hair even when you're not wearing the wigs. Take care of your natural hair. Even if that's all you wear all the time, still take care of your natural hair. Because I hear women like, man, I wish I could wear my natural hair again, but now I don't have edges in it. I don't have edges anymore. Or it's broken off so bad and all this. And I want to wear my natural hair, but I just can't. You got to take care of it. Wendy's wigs, I love the wigs. Look, I make them. I love them. I love them. I do. Because I can have me a new one on every day. And I don't if I want to. But I also take care of my natural hair. And when I'm telling you, if I see that my hair is breaking around the edges, I'm going to get me some braids. I'm going to start treating this for the next 7 to 8 weeks. These braids in here, I'm massaging this scalp with this oil with these braids in there. And I love the knotless braids because you can shampoo those braids. You shampoo all braids. That's another thing people.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I used to shampoo my knotlessness.
You can still shampoo your hair when you have braids.
Yep. So it's important. And it's important that you do so. It's important to do so.
You really do. And if you can't do it, man, don't worry about the money. Spend that money and go to the salon. Find you a good stylist. It's still some great stylists out here, y'all.
It is.
That does natural hair, that does the weave, that does it all. It's still some stylists out here that truly will take care of your hair, lay your wig down for you and everything, all in one sitting.
Yep.
So, you know, it makes me mad sometimes to see these ladies and they be complaining. I was actually on IG one day. This lady that I follow from she's from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, you know, she had a little video comment and talking about what, you know, I'm so sick of y'all women coming sitting in my chair talking about the next stylist took your hair. And then when I asked y'all, how long you been going to it? Oh, girl, I was going to her for da 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 da. How long you have been coming out for this amount of years? But you still went and sat in her chair and you weren't satisfied.
Overtime.
You know, and you weren't satisfied. But now you coming to me and you want me to perform miracles on you and I can't perform miracles on you. Because they've been damaged so bad, I only can do what I'm able to do for you. But you got to listen to that stylist.
And you want me to do your hair. You ain't even got no edges, baby.
And you got to listen to your stylist. And if you've been going to a stylist, I know somebody that was going to a stylist for years. She told her, don't dye your hair. Don't go dye your hair. Because she wouldn't dye. Because she's one of those stylists. She's like, you don't need to she don't need to dye your hair. She went and got her hair dyed anyway. It started coming out. When she went back to her regular stylist, she realized she was like, so you went and got your hair dyed, huh? Her hair started coming out. She had to treat it. Start treating her hair so her hair could actually start growing back.
Her hair.
And she ended up eventually going natural. Her hair looks gorgeous now, natural. And she was one of the people that said, oh, I never walk around with my hair nappy headed. Now, baby, she wear that crown till she can't wear that crown no more. She all like this. And it's beautiful because it's natural. And it actually looks good. It looks good on her better than when she was getting to relax and getting the weave in her hair.
I got a story time I want to close out the show with that I saw on TikTok. And it was a young lady, big, big Afro puff, huge amount of hair. It was so much hair. And the caption say that after a certain amount of days, my mama get tired of seeing my hair like this. And she wants me to blow dry it she wants me to straighten it out. So she was like, you need to do your hair. And she was like, but mom, my hair done. And she was like, listening to that, it was just a lot. She was trying to tell her how to do it. And she was like, all right, if you want to wear it big like this, at least put it to this side right here, or make it come up here in a big old bun and have some edges, or do something that makes it look a little bit more less nappy. And she said, mom, my hair look good. And like, I'm reading, because I'm a person who, you know, study. When I go on TikTok, it's not to just giggle all the time. It's to learn because it's a lot of unhealed people. out there. This younger generation, they calling it all out, and they're not afraid to.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be taken advantage of, or they're going to share their feelings. They're going to share their emotions. They're a little bit, they're crybabies. So they're going to be very, very emotional. They cry a lot. So she was saying on there, so the comments, she was like, this is one comment stuck out to me. She said, this is why so many of us have perms, have straightened our hair, because our mothers have told us that we need to have our hair fixed. It needs to be better. It needs to look like this. And so many of us have done this to fit into corporate America or white America or the society that hasn't even accepted us for just who we are. And we're trying to fit into a realm that we don't belong. And she was like, if they're not going to accept me for walking around with my hair big and puffy like this, Mom, then it is what it is. But yeah. But the whole gist of it was that you were about to try to talk her. If she wears her hair straight, she's still going to have a crown. But the point is that it's her crown. Allow her the opportunity to be and show her crown in the facet that she wants it to be shown. That is all we ask of all of y'all, to take the opportunity to learn your scalp, to learn your hair, so that you can be at a point where you can be comfortable wearing it in the natural form. We appreciate y'all so much for tuning in today. So many different little jewels that were dropped today and facts that we got off National Health Institute. And I'm at National Institute of Health. And I want y'all to check it out. I know you got Google. So Google all this if you have a question about any of it. But as far as these
Google is your friend.
It's your friend. But as far as these 7 muscle hair tips, we're going to have those out there for y'all so y'all can get into those because you need them. They're important to have, and I definitely I feel enthralled to be able to say that it's important to know your hair. It's important. You got anything for them, Queen? And I like you. I love you, and I appreciate y'all. What's up, Queen?
Yeah, look, y'all stay safe. Enjoy these last 2 days? 2 days. Enjoy these last 2 days, man, and get ready for 2022. Like, hey, you can start today. You ain't got to wait till January 1st now. You can start today. But man, look, as I told everybody, it's going to be an amazing year next year. Whatever you did this year was the preparation, getting you prepared.
Amazing,
next year,
amazing.
You just got to execute it. But man, stay safe. Y'all be safe during this this New Year's celebration. Look, I know we be trying to go out and do things, y'all, but be careful out here. Be careful out here. Still mask up. Still mask up. Where you go? Still mask up. And man, just enjoy life. Enjoy life, and we'll see y'all in 2022, baby. SW Podcast. You know, we love y'all. Queen already done told y'all. So 2022, that's when y'all will see us again. And salute.
It's going to be amazing. This is 2021 has been an amazing year. Thank y'all for just tuning in with us, hanging out with us, being a part of us. We're just so ever thankful. And I want to thank y'all, our latest followers. Y'all have taken us up to 75 subscribers.
Man, so share.
We're about to have a whole month of January segment dedicated to getting us up to 100 and something followers. So
200 in January.
Yeah, we're going to 200. We said 100 by December. We still at 70 something. We still got 2 more days. So if you want to go out there and go subscribe and get on board.
Yeah, share with your friends, everything. Go back us on Facebook. Because help us get to 100 before January 1st. Help us get to 100 before January
1st. 100 subscribers before January. Well, yeah. Is it before January 1st, Queen?
January 1st. It can be on January 1st. It can happen.
If y'all
get on 70 board, now.
That's only 25 more people.
That's it. Come on, share. We appreciate y'all. Like 100 episodes. We done that. 200 subscribers in January. It will happen.
Yeah, I need to get on board and tell you people about it.
Hey, you know, y'all just get ready for our Patreon, what we finna do in Patreon. So y'all get ready for that. January, y'all got some stuff coming from SW Podcast. So y'all just get ready. Y'all gonna really want to subscribe. Especially to our Patreon.
And if you haven't, I'm telling you, listen, man.
We got new things, y'all, coming. New ideas.
We got some amazing stuff coming. We got some amazing interviews coming. We're gonna be doing hopefully some live interviews. Because if you're in town, it's gonna be live.
Most definitely.
But if you're out of town, we're gonna stick with our StreamYard account. That's what this is for, our live virtual studio, because it helps us see y'all and y'all see us even when we can't be in the same space at the same time. But yes, 2022, January is a dedicated month to getting us to 200 subscribers. That's what we're focusing on for January. But by the end of, before January gets here, as this message says, we want 100 subscribers before January 1st. We want y'all to help us get there. So share the podcast. Take our link from up here. Let me share it with y'all. Take our link and make sure you go out there and follow. Get on our page. Do y'all know about our website? Because I gotta put y'all on if y'all don't know, because that's not cool.
y'all gotta get on, man.
Because that's where, like, if you ever need any of our shows or need anything and you want to go back and get something old, or you don't always have to go straight through YouTube, even though a lot of times it'll take you to YouTube, you don't have to go directly there. That way you can go through our website, which I just put up now. But you could go through our website and follow all of our old shows, our new shows, anything that we do is going to be on that page, on this page, freedomtrain.radio.com/Shelby's World Podcast, just Shelby's World. The link is up there for you all to see. That's where you go click on it. That's where all the shows are. Shows that aren't even on YouTube are on the show, because we just recently did YouTube. So
get on now, y'all.
But you got to get on board. Y'all got to get on board.
Come on now.
Get on board.
2022 is a whole new year, y'all. Look, SW Podcast. I can't wait to see y'all see what else we got cooking.
It's going to be amazing. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate y'all tuning in today. We will catch y'all back. What day that is going to be? January 5th?
It'll be January 5th, baby, because the 12th is that next Wednesday. My birthday. But it'll be January 5th.
We got January 1st this Saturday. We have a brand new year this Saturday, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all enjoy.
I feel the new is coming. I feel the new atmosphere. I feel the atmosphere shifting.
And it's Capricorn season, y'all. It's time for these Capricorns. They've been going on since the end of this month. So
you're looking at one. Come on. one of them hottest zodiac signs in the zodiac, baby.
It's their season. So
and you know, we act a fool.
Let's get into it. But we appreciate y'all so much. Y'all take care. Happy New Year. Woo! Thank y'all for tuning in and always being there with us. We celebrate y'all just like y'all celebrate with us. We like you, we love you, and we will forever appreciate y'all. Happy New Year, baby. Y'all be eating. 2022.